السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, we are going to continue with our lessons regarding different aspects of Tajweed. First, we are going to talk a little bit about the revelation that when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was first receiving the revelations from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he was very, very worried that he's going to forget what is being said. You remember that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could neither read nor write, and there was no way of preserving the information unless he had memorized it. So as quickly as he had heard it from Jibreel Alaihi Wasallam, even before Jibreel Alaihi Wasallam would finish, he would start to repeat it. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala actually revealed some verses to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make him stop from doing this action. And these were the verses 16 through 19 of Suratul Qiyamah. And in these verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that don't repeat after Jibreel Alaihi Wasallam and don't hasten. And from this, the lesson for us as students of Tajweed is also that when you hear the teacher, then listen to the teacher first. Don't stay along with it right then, because then you will not remember it as well. So inshallah, today what we will do is in our recitation section, I will repeat. I'll pause for a while, give you a chance to repeat. But don't repeat along with me. Listen to me when, inshallah, I'm giving you this session. Now, as students of Tajweed, the first thing that we want to focus on is to make sure that we are able to pronounce the letters properly. Because the letters are the building blocks. If you can say them properly with their proper sound, then the whole word is going to come out properly. Then the ayah will come out the way it should as well. But in order to do this, in order to say each letter, there is some understanding that we need to have about where these sounds are coming from. Now, in every language, when you hear somebody speak a language, you have a very good idea whether this person is a native speaker of that language or not. Children who are brought up in the West, they speak English quite different from those of us who grew up in some other country. And that is because the way that they pronounce each letter, it comes from a particular place, and that makes the sound different. So in order for us to be able to say the Arabic properly, in order to recite the Quran with its proper sound, we need to know where this sound is coming from in our mouth. And this point of origination of a letter in Arabic, it is called a makhraj. The plural is called makharij. Now, the sound comes from our mouth, but it can originate from many different parts of our body. In fact, there are five different parts of the body from which the sounds, all the sounds of all the letters come out. So you have to know what these five places are. I would like you to make a note of the names of these five areas. Number one would be the chest area, which includes the entire chest, including the windpipe. And it is not a specific particular place, just the general chest area. Number two is the throat. Number three is the tongue. Number four, the lips. Number five, the nose. So you have chest, throat, tongue, lips, and nose. So from these five areas, the sounds come out. Now, each of these areas are further subdivided into specific points. And within these five specific areas, there are 17 points of articulation. We call them the makharij, which is the plural of makhraj. Makhraj means the place from where the sound comes out, and makharij is the plural of makhraj. And as we go over each area in detail, we will learn what they are. So today, first we are going to discuss a little bit about the chest area. Now, there is a difference between an alphabet and a sound. Okay, when I say the sound A or E or E or U, these are not letters. Okay, U is not a letter. A is not a letter. These are sounds. These sounds, there are three sounds basically. A, E, U. These sounds come from the chest area. And when we talk about our alphabets, then these would be considered the vowel sounds. Like in English, you have the vowel letters, A, E, I, O, U. In Arabic, we don't have vowel letters, but we have the sounds. And these sounds come from the fatha, dhamma, kasra, or zair, zabar, pesh. So when you put these signs on something, you get the sound A, and you get E, and U. All three sounds come from the chest area. So that is one makhraj for these three sounds. These are not letters. To get the A sound, it would be alif with a fatha or alif with a zabar makes A. So this sound comes from the chest. E. Okay. Then when you have ya with the kasra, or ya with a zir, E, and U, wow with a dhamma, U. So, A, E, U. These three sounds are coming from the chest. So, as an exercise, I would like all of you to repeat after me. A, E, U. And try to feel that these letters are coming from the chest area, not from any specific point, but from the general area of the chest. Now I would like you to make a note of point number 2, which is the throat. When I say the throat, you know the Adam's apple, the bump in your throat. So the point that is below that and the point that is above that. Okay, so this is the area of the throat. And this throat area is divided into 3 points. One would be the bottom part, one is the middle part, and one would be the top part of the throat. Now, I would like you to put your fingers on the bottom part of the throat and say the sound and ha, ha. So these two, hamza with the fatha and the letter ha. So these two alphabets, hamza and ha, the choti hai, the round shape hai. So these two, they reside in the bottom part of the throat. Hamza, hai. Now the middle part of your throat will be just a few centimeters above the bottom part. And there are two letters that come from this area, which is ayin and the big ha, like the jim, ha, ha, that shape of the ha and the letter ayin. When you say the sound a, then you can see that this is the part where it is coming from. And if you say ah, ah, then you can also feel this ha is coming from this middle part of the throat. It is so close to the bottom part that sometimes it's very difficult for a lot of people to distinguish between the two ha sounds. But the bottom part is the round shape ha, and the middle part is the big one ha. Ayn and ha are residing in the middle part of the throat. In English, we call it the Adam's apple, the bump in the throat. So this is where the middle part of the throat is, and the two letters ayn and ha come from this area. The third part of the throat is the uppermost part, which is right below the tongue area. Okay, so the tongue kind of finishes and the throat starts. So that is the uppermost part of the throat. And we have two letters that come from this area. These letters are Ghain and Kha. So try to say the sound Gha, Gha, Kha, Kha. And if you put your fingers in the uppermost part of the throat, then you can kind of feel it, that you cannot go any more upper than this. Gha, Kha. You should be able to feel some kind of vibration in your throat when you say these letters. So try to practice all six of these alphabets and get a feel for the throat so that you understand where they are coming from, inshallah. Now, these six alphabets we are going to use in Tajweed, and I will refer to them a lot in future. They're very, very important. These six are called the Hurufi Halq. Halq means throat, and they are associated with some Tajweed rules. So for this lesson, I just want you to memorize only this little bit, that from the chest area comes your sound of the vowels, not a specific letter, just the sounds of A, E, U. And number two is the throat area, which is divided into three parts, the bottom, the middle, and the upper part. And in the bottom, you have two alphabets, Hamza, Ha, middle part, Ayn, Ha, and top part, Ghain, and Kha. Now, Tajweed is composed of two things. One is theory and one is practice. Just like anything else, like doing math, you might know a formula and then you have to apply it. You might get a recipe, but then you have to cook it in order to see how it really tastes. So in Tajweed, I can give you this theory, but you have to actually apply it. And that is what the second part of our class consists of, is to make sure that we can make these sounds. And you should know for sure where these sounds come from, which letter lives in which place. You can call it the address of the letter. Okay, so the address of Hamza Ha, Ayn Ha, Ghain Kha is the throat. And you have to keep practicing saying A, Ha, Gha, Gha, Kha. So all of these sounds, there'd be six sounds, and you have to keep put a fatha on each of these alphabets. Like on Hamza, you put the fatha, you say A, and on the little Ha, you say Ha. And when on Ayn you put the fatha, you say A, and on the big Ha you say Ha. And then Ghain is Gha, with the fatha it's Gha, and with the Kha fatha is Kha. I also want to remind you all that Tajweed is something that needs to be on a one-on-one, face-to-face with your teacher. So we are trying what technology allows us to do, but this is by no means the end of your learning. This is just a way for you to understand something, to do a little application, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for trying, and may Allah accept it from all of us. But in the end, it is your practice with consciousness that exactly what you are doing and reciting in front of somebody qualified to make sure that you are doing it correctly. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us the same mouth, same tongue, same number of teeth. So it is just a matter of practice to see how well we can make these sounds. Don't feel defeated that because you have been saying words in a different way for so many years that you can't do it. No, we can all do it, inshallah ta'ala. And it helps if you understand where the sounds are coming from and you keep working on it and make dua for it, because in the end, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make it happen for us. So this would be the end of today's Tajweed lesson. And inshallah, we'll follow it up with Qira'ah from Surah Al-Baqarah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.